Nerda, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. You've been avoiding me lately, haven't you?
Oh, I'll tell you. When you hear me coughing in the background, you'll know what's going on.
Nerda, now don't be afraid.
You know me.
I'm not going to be too hard on you.
I know that.
But I hear you've been under the weather, so thanks for...
No problem. I'm above the weather now, but barely.
Well, tonight there is a public forum. Residents from Williamston are invited out at 7 o'clock tonight at the Williamston Middle School to discuss a proposal to switch to full-day kindergarten next year. Talk about this.
Well, you've said it better than I can. We're going to have a public forum for parents to come in and talk to us a little bit about what their feelings are. Obviously, there are people who would really like to keep a half-day program, and there are people who are very interested in a full-day program. So we're trying to kind of get a sense of what the reasonings are and how many, you know, might be interested in one or the other, and are we going to move forward with full-day or a hybrid program, or what are we going to do? So this is the right time to make that decision.
Well, I got an email about this. If I would have been driving, I would have drove off the road. Because I thought, wow, we keep hearing about cuts from school districts, and here is a school district adding something.
And? Well, the issue is a redistribution of resources, and the idea that, you know, in the, what is it they say, with crisis comes opportunity? And so as long as you're shuffling everything around, is it possible, remember the word possibility, is it possible to do that and to move forward?
All right. Well, my next question is, how are you going to pay for this?
In the short term, it would be the cuts that we would have had normally through just the matriculation of students, fewer students moving in to other grade levels, that would not become a cut, rather just a shift of resources. So, and it would not capture savings, but it would not cost us more because we would still be spending the same amount of money, if that makes sense. It's just shifting resources. And then the second on the long term is we are losing students of our own to full day kindergartens programs. They do not choose to come to Williamston because we don't have a full day kindergarten. And so if we hold on to those students in the long run, then we have kind of stabilized our budget and our numbers a little bit.
You are shifting resources. Does that mean there are other programs that are being cut?
For example, in kindergarten right now, we have 4 classrooms. And when they move in first grade, we have 5 classrooms. So when the 4 classrooms move to first grade, we'll have 1 extra FTE of a teaching position. And that could be utilized as a first grade position. So we're not cutting, we're shifting.
Okay. Now, say this happens initially. I know you don't know how many students you will get exactly, but are you going to have to hire another teacher or two?
Depending on the numbers that come in, if there's a significant number of our students, and that's one thing that's really hard for us to gauge, how many of our kindergartners, our eligible kindergartners living in the district currently, will not be attending next year. That's a difficult one to get a hold of. When they never show up at your door, you don't know, other than through, you know, other situations where you say, wow, that could have been one of our students.
How many kindergartners would you need to make full-time kindergarten work for you?
We actually have 2 different budgets that we're playing with. One is the absolute replacement of exactly what we have now. That would require another full FTE. And the other one would be, what if there were additional students? That would require another position.
All right. Well, it's very interesting. I'm very disappointed that you didn't do this years ago, because as someone with a 9- and 7-year-old, we would have liked that. You know, just getting the kids in school as early as possible is a good thing, isn't
it? Right. And then there's another, and obviously we've had parents who have shared research with us and on both ends of it, and I certainly won't deny any of the research isn't good, because it's true. There are research pieces out there that show that a half day is really where they need to be, and then there are full day. But when we look at it, it's really about the delivery of the curriculum and whether you are, you know, are you delivering the curriculum with the age appropriate in mind, or as I often think happens with a half-day program, you have so much to cover, you may not bring play into it as much as you really need to.
Narda Murphy is the superintendent of the Williams Community Schools. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Narda, from what you may know, how many area schools have full-time kindergarten?
I think there are five others, I think. I believe Leslie has one. And Stockbridge, East Lansing. I'm trying to remember where they are, but there are other Ingham County schools with full day.
I wanted to get your take. There was a memo sent out to MEA members from Ira Salters, who's the president of the MEA, informing them that they are going to be active and asking their members should they be more active and. I don't know, putting it out there that MEA members are not happy with funding for schools and and with funding for pensions and whatnot. And in that email, it mentioned that they're going to take any actions that the members may seem appropriate up and to, but not including striking. Did you get a look at this document?
No, I did not. That's interesting. I mean, I think it's appropriate for educators to contact their legislatures and their representatives. I mean, I think that's very appropriate.
I know that you're very concerned about funding from the state.
Yes.
Tell me, from what you know, what kind of cuts are you expecting?
Well, we'll have some shifting in programming itself. For example, we offer trimesters at the high school, and it's a very strong possibility that we'll move to semesters in a six-hour day because that is less costly to schedule, and we will lose some programming at the middle school. That's we were kind of the last holdout in the county with the team planning idea for teaming at the middle school, and we will lose that. So we're looking at some major structural changes, and there will be some more reductions, and probably in support and support staff, support help. I mean, as our business director so articulately states, it is all about people at this point. That's the major part of our budget, and we've cut just about everything we can around the outside of that.
Where is your budget now? Are you in red? Are you in black? And do you have
We have a little tiny bit of savings, but it will be totally consumed by these cuts. We're facing about if things stay exactly as they are right now, we're facing a $2 million deficit.
Well, outside of infrastructure and law enforcement, wouldn't you think that the last thing they'd cut would be education?
Absolutely. It's so contrary to the target that has been put there for us to have these children ready for a 21st century job force and, you know, to work with them, change our systems so that we are bringing in more of the 21st century skills and then it's cut out from underneath of you, and 'cause it does take resources in order to do that. So I think it's unconscionable. I'm sick at heart about it.
All right. Narda Murphy is the superintendent for Williamson Community Schools. Thanks so much, Narda.
You're welcome, Tony.